Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is Do Not Worry. Passages come out of the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 and 33. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. There is so much wisdom in all of chapter 6 in Matthew, but these two lines really stood out to me. Jesus talks about being anxious and troubled a lot in this chapter. He recommends not worrying and being anxious. He says, and who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure to his stature or to the span of his life? There is great wisdom here. Very, very practical advice. Worrying will not add at all to our lives, but will detract from them. Worrying won't put money in our pockets to take care of all the worldly things we need to live comfortably. His advice? Seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. If we keep our eyes on God, then he will keep watch over us and provide all that we need. There are so many moments during a day and days in a week and months that pass when I have the opportunity to feel anxious about things. I have lived with plenty and lived in lack. At all times, God has taken care of me and our family's needs. And just when it looks like a catastrophe is well on its way, God provides. So we can either expect God to take care of us and avoid all the anxiety and calamity, or we can be anxious and live in constant chaos. There will always be a bit of chaos, but there is also peace in the storm. Today, I choose to seek God and his kingdom and rest in his peace, whatever storm is raging around me. May you find that seeking God and his peace will quiet the storms around you. And now our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for all you do and all you are. Thank you for taking care of me in every way. Thank you for watching over me, protecting me, and providing for me and the family you have given me. Thank you for your constant reassurance that you are always by my side. Help me to seek you even when the busyness of this life seems to suffocate me. Help me reach for you. Keep my eyes on you, Lord. Keep my eyes on you. Your word promises that all my needs will be met as I look to you and your kingdom. Increase my faith even more to believe in your goodness and blessings always. Thank you for choosing me to know you so that I may come to you and sit in your presence. Fill my spirit with your Holy Spirit today, Father. Quiet the storm that rages within. Help me bless someone this day. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And God's whisper back to me, I am with you, my child, and will take care of all your needs. And my response back to him, undeserving of your time and attention, you are so generous, Father. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.